We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I'm Jim Galante, and I'm with Dustin Hawkinsmith. And we're going to go into another round of our roster outlook, Dustin. We started this series a couple weeks ago. It's fun because it gives us an opportunity to talk about some of the players that we haven't hit upon before. They're not necessarily all the stars. We're also hitting the players that maybe they're not even going to be a factor this year, but we can look at their process, what their future may look like at Penn State with this program, and see if they can be a factor somewhere, if not this coming season, perhaps somewhere down the line. Interestingly enough, after we had the conversation the last couple segments about what it would take for Penn State to become elite, one of our conversations topics was about the wide receivers. So by coincidence, we're going in alphabetical order, and we're at the D's, all wide receivers, and we're going to start with Jahan Dotson. Dotson was an interesting recruit. A couple years ago when he came in as a four-star recruit out of Nazareth, he was actually had been committed to UCLA. So if I recall correctly, he was a very late decommit and then commit to Penn State. He wasn't a big guy coming in, just 5'11", 165 pounds. He's now listed at 184 pounds. And now as he goes into his junior year, not only is he going to be a factor, but Dustin, he's going to be looked at as the leading wide receiver, the number one guy, right?
Not a factor. The factor is what Penn State needs him to be. I think he's ready for it. And to your point, and one of the fun parts about doing this roster series is the opportunity to go back and remember how players got their start here at Penn State. And to your point, he was from Nazareth. He briefly went to, I think it was the Hun School, a private school in New Jersey, came back to Nazareth, was committed to UCLA. They made a coaching staff change. Chip Kelly came on board. And Jahan Dotson suddenly was not a priority anymore for whatever reason. So Penn State did very, very well to get him late in that cycle. He made an early impression on the staff and forced his way onto the field as a true freshman. And I think that fact resonates with me as we try to assess whether he is or isn't capable of being a number one wide receiver. He's been behind the scenes. I think it's his time to emerge, and I do think he's going to do it. He's shown some explosiveness down the field. I think he is a very, very good and natural slot receiver. You know, I the impression that he left with me as a high school player is that he just plays bigger than what his frame suggests he would. And to a certain extent, you know, Jahan Dotson, whether he does or doesn't make it as a number one wide receiver, that primary option, to me, speaks to Penn State's now, 3 years in a row of having a number one receiver who is not your prototype at all. You know, you think number one receiver, Jim, you think 6'3", 220 pounds, can run, can get down the field, can muscle guy, whatever. Penn State has not been operating like that. And it could be another 2 years in a row that their best wide receiver is 5'9". It's not to say that it can't work. I think, to me, graduating from KJ Hamler, who had freakish abilities in this area, to Jahan Dotson, who's still very, very good, very adept, but not the same kind of freak as KJ Hamler. This will assert to me whether this is or isn't a viable strategy moving forward. Penn State, you know, we'll touch on a couple of them here, does have a lot of these prototype type guys who are younger players looking to make an impact. But for me, Jahan Dotson, can that little wide receiver be a number one wideout for a third year in a row? I think yes, but we'll start to find out.
And I think another small but interesting factor here is with Taylor Stubblefield as his position coach. And Stubblefield, when he met the media, he alluded to this also. I'm not sure how many folks remember him. I believe it was at Purdue where he was a record-breaking receiver. and he didn't have the freakish athletic ability. So I think he actually, when people asked him to compare himself to Jahan Dotson, I believe he talked in to the fact that there are similarities there. The difference is Dotson is actually much more athletic than Stubblefield ever was. So that was kind of an interesting take that he had on that. So as I said, on our roster list, we have three wide receivers. The next one up is Jaden Dotton. And my prediction is between Jaden Dotton and Jahan Dotson, I am going to mix up their names through this season at least 53 times. Okay. That's the over under, Dustin. So you may want to keep track of that for me.
Give me the over.
But that was an easy bet, wasn't it? I think if people start betting, that's going to move the line. All right. Jaden Dotton, he comes in as a true freshman. He was an early enrollee. He seems to have been forgotten in this mix, though, Dustin. He is a four-star receiver out of Connecticut. He's 6'3". I didn't realize he was that tall. He was listed as 170 pounds coming out of high school. He's already listed up at 182 just from enrolling early and working out. So he's already put on a couple more pounds. But as a true freshman, and kind of forgotten, besides the names, might there also be a little bit of a similarity to Jahan Dotson, who I don't think we talked a lot about as a freshman coming in either, and somehow found himself on the field as a freshman?
I think it's true. You can make some similarities between them. And for me, you know, I mentioned Jahan Dotson plays bigger than his frame. You hope he doesn't play smaller than 5'9" and 175 or whatever. You hope he plays bigger. I would say the same thing about Jaden Dotton. And I think for him to be the player that he can be, for him to realize his potential, he's got to be that 210-pound type player. I don't see him as a big time threat down the field, and we'll see what happens with Dwight Gault in the weight room and if he can get faster. I see him as a possession wide receiver who could be very good in that role. Kind of long strider, good body control, does need to gain a little bit of weight to play that role. Good hands catcher. I see a lot of those potential attributes. I just watched this film again last night. He is flying under the radar a little bit because his game doesn't immediately scream at you like some of the others in this class, but I think he can be very good. He's going to require, I believe, at least a year or two of development time, but Penn State has the bodies to be able to afford that to him. So he's at 182 now. I think he'd do very well to maybe close out his freshman year around 190 pounds, and they may maybe get into that 200-pound range. I think you could see him be that reliable guy, the chain mover. And if he ends up ultimately developing into a player who's more complete than that, who is a threat down the field, I'm happy to be wrong about that. That to me just looks like the strength of his game right now.
And Dustin, we've talked about freshmen getting on the field and the two huge factors. Obviously, number one is talent. Number two is opportunity. And if you want opportunity on this team, play wide receiver. That's where the opportunities are. So who knows? It could be this guy if he shows something. Now, more likely is with the quantity of players they have there, very good chance that this will be a redshirt season for him and he will become a factor on down the line when he's put a little bit more weight on. Now, that's also a very good segue for our next player, who is John Dunmore. Now, he's a redshirt freshman, so he came in the previous year out of Florida, a very high four-star. And he was listed at 6'2", 172 pounds. And the very obvious reaction when all of us saw him was, if this guy, he may be very talented, but before he becomes a factor, he probably needs to put some more weight on. As you said, for Jaden Dotton, who maybe the goal is to reach 190 pounds after his first year in the system, John, you could maybe look to John Dunmore, who, although listed at 172 when he came in, is now listed at 191 pounds. So he has put on 20 pounds since he came out of high school. And he's probably poised, along with TJ Jones, to be a factor this season at Penn State.
Yeah, and I think to contrast him with Jaden Dotton a little bit is I think Jaden Dotton needs to be north of 200 pounds to play to what I believe his strengths are. I don't know that John Dunmore, I don't know that weight number is that much more important. I don't know that we need to see him at 200, 210 for him to be the best player that he can be. Because he's got that kind of wiry frame, that wiry body that it can work for him. I think it can work for him this way. I looking back over James Franklin's recruiting classes, it's hard for me to remember more than one or two guys who display the type of hand strength, hands catcher, body control, kind of that guy who's going to get 2 feet down or 1 foot in college on the sidelines and make a sort of an acrobatic catch look routine. That is the strength to me of John Dunmore's game, where you can see him being used on fades and sideline stuff and really posing a threat on the perimeter of the field. I'm curious what other components of his game will develop, but to me, he's very close to where I think he needs to be weight-wise. I think he can get the job done, given what his strengths are, at that 190 pounds. The question is, you know, what is the competition like specifically between him and TJ Jones? They're very different players, and maybe it doesn't make that big of a difference whether one is listed at one and one is listed at two on the depth chart. Maybe they'll both play anyway. And that's where, you know, you speak of opportunity at the wide receiver position. They're going to run through five or six, especially in this climate with what they've got going on, where there's not going to be a very clear division between your second best and third best, or your third best and your fourth best. I think you're from two to probably five or six, it's going to be hard to draw a very clear line in the sand of who's better than whom. And I think with Dunmore, that's going to benefit him. Him and TJ Jones, I think, are going to have a somewhat equal share of snaps. That's how I see 2020 going. Both of them very promising in their own right.
I think that's a great point, Dustin. At wide receiver, it's one of those positions. They list three starters, and they probably go too deep, rotate them. You probably have five or six players that are going to be a factor, be part of the rotation. And right now you only have one that you say is a guarantee. So that leaves a lot of openings for a lot of players. All right. That's going to have to be it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Be sure to join us next time.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.